Now let me deal with the other fetters and the other noble or holy persons rather more quickly. The second noble or holy person is, as we've seen, the sacridāgamin, or once returner, the one who returns only once more to this earth as a human being. He has broken the three first fetters, and he weakens two more. He weakens the fourth fetter, which is karma chanda, desire or urge for sensuous existence, and fifthly, the fetter of vyapada, animosity or anger. These are very, very strong, very powerful fetters, you see. The stream engine breaks these three intellectual fetters of personality view, doubt and indecision, and dependence upon rights or dependence upon ethical rules and religious observances, breaks them, as it were, fairly easily. They're intellectual fetters. You can break them by thinking straight and clear. But the fourth and fifth, desire for sensuous existence and animosity or anger, these are emotional fetters, so they go much deeper. It's much more difficult to break them. So even the sacridāgamin, even the once returner, is able only to weaken them. But even if they're weakened, even if one weakens the thirst for sensuous existence, weakens anger, one becomes a sacridāgamin, a once returner, returning after death only once more, or not more than once, to the human world. Just a few comments on these two fetters. Karma chanda, or desire, or urge for sensuous existence. It'll take us usually a little reflection to realize how strong this urge is. Let's just imagine, as it were, that we were suddenly deprived of all our senses. Just think, for instance, of a person who is blind. Well, they've no contact with the visual world. Just think what that would be like, confronted, in Milton's language, by a universal blank. Just think what it would be like. Sometimes we don't realize the value of sight. Think what it would be like not to see the sun, not to see trees, not to see houses, and not to see other human beings, to be just blind. I remember in one educational institution which I heard about, for a week every year, all the girls, it was a girls' school, were blindfolded and made to go about without being able to see, just to teach them what it was like to be blind. So just think, suppose you were deprived of sight. Well, that would be very difficult. You would want to see, but you wouldn't be able to. Supposing also you were deprived of your hearing. Suppose you were not only deaf, you're not only blind, you were also deaf. You couldn't hear a note of music. You couldn't hear the birds singing in the morning. You couldn't hear the human voice. Well, that would be quite terrible. But suppose other channels of sensuous communication were cut off. Supposing you couldn't smell anything, couldn't taste anything, and supposing you developed anesthesia, supposing you couldn't feel anything, well, what sort of state would your mind be in? Your one idea, your one urge, as it were, would be to make contact. You'd want to see, you'd want to hear, you'd want to feel, you'd want to taste. You'd be in a terrible state of deprivation. And we can realize in this way how strong our urge or thirst or craving for sensuous existence through the senses is. But we know also that at the time of death, this is just what happens. We lose our senses. We no longer see, we no longer hear, we no longer smell or taste or touch. The mind is, as it were, torn away from these things and suspended in a sort of dreadful void. Dreadful for those of us who want to contact the external world through the five senses. And this urge is very, very strong indeed, as I've said. And it's this urge which the sacridāgamin, the once returner, has to weaken, so as to partly break this fourth fetter before he becomes a Sakridagami. And just as desire for sensuous existence is strong and difficult to overcome, difficult to break or even weaken, so also Vyapada or anger. Sometimes we feel as though there's a sort of wellspring of anger or animosity within us which is searching for an outlet. It's as though not that something happens and we become angry, but that the anger is there and we're looking around to see where we can hook the anger onto. Now, this is what happens most of the time. So it's only by weakening this sort of urge that the Sakridagami, the once returner, becomes a once returner. By weakening these two emotional fetters of desire for sensuous existence and anger or animosity. And he comes back not more than once to this earth, to this human world.